18. Say, we have caused the rivers of divine utterance to proceed out of our throne, that the tender herbs of wisdom and understanding may spring forth from the soil of your hearts. Will ye not be thankful? They who disdain to worship their Lord shall be of those who are cast off, and oft as our verses are rehearsed unto them, they persist in proud disdain and in their gross violation of his law, and know it not. As for them who have disbelieved in him, they shall be in the shadow of a black smoke. The hour hath come upon them while they are disporting themselves. They have been seized by their forelock, and yet know it not. The thing that must come hath come suddenly. Behold how they flee from it. The inevitable hath come to pass. Witness how they have cast it behind their backs. This is the day whereon every man will fly from himself. How much more from his kindred could ye but perceive it? Say, by God, the blast hath been blown on the trumpet, and lo, mankind hath swooned away before us. The herald hath cried out, and the summoner raised his voice, saying, the kingdom is God's, the most powerful, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. This is the day on which all eyes shall stare up with terror, the day in which the hearts of them that dwell on earth shall tremble, save them whom thy Lord, the all-knowing, the all-wise, pleaseth to deliver. All faces have turned black except those to whom the God of mercy hath vouchsafed a radiant heart. Drunken are the eyes of those men that have openly refused to behold the face of God, the all-glorious, the all-praised. Say, perused ye not the Quran? Read it, that haply ye may find the truth, for this book is verily the straight path. This is the way of God unto all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth. If ye have been careless of the Quran, the Bayan cannot be regarded to be remote from you. Behold it open before your eyes. Read ye its verses, that perchance ye may desist from committing that which will cause the messengers of God to mourn and lament. Speed out of your sepulchres. How long will ye sleep? The second blast hath been blown on the trumpet. On whom are ye gazing? This is your Lord, the God of mercy. Witness how ye gainsay his signs. The earth hath quaked with a great quaking and cast forth her burdens. Will ye not admit it? Say, will ye not recognize how the mountains have become like flocks of wool, how the people are sore vexed at the awful majesty of the cause of God? Witness how their houses are empty ruins, and they themselves a drowned host. This is the day whereon the All-Merciful hath come down in the clouds of knowledge, clothed with manifest sovereignty. He well knoweth the actions of men. He it is whose glory none can mistake, could ye but comprehend it. The heaven of every religion hath been rent, and the earth of human understanding been cleft asunder, and the angels of God are seen descending. Say, this is the day of mutual deceit. Whither do ye flee? The mountains have passed away, and the heavens have been folded together, and the whole earth is held within his grasp. Could ye but understand it? Who is it that can protect you? None. By him who is the all-merciful, none except God, the Almighty, the All-Glorious, the Beneficent. Every woman that hath had a burden in her womb hath cast her burden. We see men drunken in this day, the day in which men and angels have been gathered together. Say, is there any doubt concerning God? Behold, how he hath come down from the heaven of his grace, girded with power and invested with sovereignty. Is there any doubt concerning his signs? Open ye your eyes and consider his clear evidence. Paradise is on your right hand and hath been brought nigh unto you, while hell hath been made to blaze. Witness its devouring flame. Hasten ye to enter into paradise as a token of our mercy unto you, and drink ye from the hands of the All-Merciful the wine that is life indeed. Drink with healthy relish, O people of Baha. Ye are indeed they with whom it shall be well. This is what they who have near access to God have attained. This is the flowing water ye were promised in the Quran and later in the Bayan as a recompense from your Lord, the God of mercy. Blessed are they that quaff it. O my servant that hath turned thy face towards me, render thanks unto God for having sent down unto thee this tablet in this prison, that thou mayst remind the people of the days of thy Lord, the All-Glorious, the All-Knowing. Thus have we established for thee, through the waters of our wisdom and utterance, the foundations of thy belief. This verily is the water whereon the throne of thy Lord hath been raised. His throne hath stood upon the waters. Ponder this in thine heart, that thou mayst comprehend its meaning. Say, praised be to God, the Lord of all worlds.